The Old Testament consists of 39 books, written and compiled at various times from as early as the 15th to as late as the 3rd century BC. Written by various leaders from the nation of Israel, primarily prophets, priests, and kings, although some authors of the books of the Bible still remain unknown. The entirety of the Old Testament was originally written in the Hebrew language, except for a few selections which are written in Aramaic, including sections of the book of Daniel and Ezra. Aramaic was a sister language of Hebrew that became the common language of the ancient Near East. The Old Testament is an amazing collection of books, comprising one of the most incredible bodies of literature ever written by anyone in the history of the world. Some people think that the Bible is a book of rules telling you what you should and shouldn't do. It certainly does have some rules in it. These rules show you how life works best. But the Bible isn't mainly about you and what you should be doing. It's about God and what He has done. Other people think that the Bible is a book of heroes showing people that you should copy, like Noah or Moses or David or Daniel. It does have some heroes in it, but if you spend any time reading about these heroes in the Bible, you'll find that more often than not, they show us what we shouldn't do. They make some pretty big mistakes, and sometimes they even make these mistakes on purpose. They get afraid, they lie, they run away, and even are downright mean. The Bible is not a book of rules. It's not a book of heroes. It's not even a book of science, as some people would try to make it out to be, although it does contain facts and figures that are absolutely dependable and reliable. The Bible, and the Old Testament in particular, is a story. It's a story about God. It's not a story about Israel, because the story starts before Israel came into existence, and it continues well past Israel's history and goes beyond anything that Israel ever imagined or dreamed. Case in point, when the central figure of the Bible, and by that I mean the Old and New Testament, arrives on the scene, Jesus the Messiah, Israel doesn't recognize him. It's not a story about Israel. And the Old Testament in particular is a history of the preparation of the redemption of the world. And so reading the Old Testament is an important discipline. It's an important practice for Christians. This is in contrast to most Christians' practice, which is to ignore the Old Testament or to treat it as an altogether foreign book to their faith. Christians historically have read and meditated upon, studied and memorized the Bible in the Old Testament even more than the New Testament. In fact, in the early days of the Christian faith, there was no New Testament. All Christians had was the Old Testament, and it was enough because it speaks on every page about the coming of a Redeemer. And one of my favorite passages in the Old Testament, it says, "Shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming, and I will dwell among you, declares the Lord." We have a record of the history of God's coming and God's preparation to come in the Old Testament. We should love this book. We should know this book. And we should meditate on it day and night, even as David instructs us to do in Psalm 1. The Bible is full of images and of metaphors that help us as Christians, as they say, as New Testament Christians, to think and to live. And that instruction and that inspiration begins in Genesis and goes all the way through Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament. I have some theories about reading the Bible. and have been reading it myself for many, many years. I think one important part of my theory is simply this, that if we don't know the books of the Bible, we won't read the Bible. Because knowing the books of the Bible, i.e. knowing the table of contents, is an important first step to feeling like this book is my book. This book is something that's accessible to me. And it is your book, because the story of God doesn't end in Malachi, and in a sense it doesn't end in Revelation either, although the book of Revelation describes the end. The story of God continues. It continues in your life and in my life today. God is continuing to write His story, not in terms of sacred scripture, but in terms of working out His plan in the world. So this book, this Old Testament, is your story. It is your book. And it's good for you to know your story. It's good for you to know your book. And we're going to be studying this story over the next 8 weeks, where I'm actually going to attempt the impossible, and that is to survey the entire Old Testament in 8 weeks. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be an amazing look at the best story. But this is 39 books, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to be fun. As your part in this, I want to encourage you, at the very least, to learn the books of the Old Testament. And by this I mean parents and kids, singles and marrieds, learn the books of the Old Testament and begin reading the Old Testament. Some of you have read the Old Testament before. Others of you have never even opened the Old Testament. I don't care where you are in the spectrum. Beginning the process of reading your story is important, and I'd like to challenge you to do that. But I'm going to help you, we're going to help you to do that, by learning the books of the Old Testament together. So we have a little song that we're going to sing that goes to these books of the Old Testament. Now, your confession of faith is actually printed very methodically. We're not going to sing it so methodically. We're actually going to sing it to an old Sunday school tune that I know at least my family knows, and some of you may know it as well. No. I'm not going to put you through that. So, what we're going to do is I want you to read the introduction, which is written in regular font, and then we're going to sing the books of the Old Testament, and then after we're done singing up to Malachi, we'll read the bottom, which says, "All which are given by inspiration of God." Do everybody see where we're going now? So let's read together. Under the name of Holy Scripture, or the Word of God written, are now contained all the books of the Old and New Testament, which are these: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st Kings, 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and the last book, Malachi. All which are given by inspiration of God for the rule of faith and life. If the Westminster Divines knew what we just did to their confession, they'd be turning in their graves. And it's my voice that got recorded on that singing. So, let's pray.